Well, Steve, you hosted the Versus Battle last night. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers. You were the host. So many great moments, but one of the ones that touched me was when they all said they wouldn't have done it without you. I mean, both...
Yeah. You were the only host.
Yeah, that's, it was a general consensus that they loved having you host them.
Yeah, that was great, man, because they didn't get a chance, but you know... I did Earth, Wind, and Fire's Lifetime Achievement Award on BET. I put their hands in the concrete on Sunset.
You know, Theater.
I wrote the foreword to Maurice White's book. Me and Ron go back. Me and Ron been together through a couple of marriages, you know.
stuff they like got real long personal.
Time. Yeah, long time friend.
Ron said, "Don't nobody know me better than you. Nobody." And so, man, it was like really cool, man. I was just wishing that everybody understood because they don't watch Versus and neither do I. So they thought they were under the conception that you play a song and you talk about it and just like background. But they, you know, they was talking about who wrote the songs and stuff, which was going over people's heads. They didn't know because they thought they were supposed to sit there and just listen to the music.
Oh, and not perform.
Yeah, they didn't know. And then, you know, Swiss gave us a call. Said we need a little more.
Need a little bit more.
Probably a hard call for him to make, though.
Talking to
legends.
But he got it. And then we got with D-Nice and just said, hey, man, because, you know, like if D-Nice turned the music off, you know, all I know is dead time. I ain't got no damn songs. So all I got is talk.
That's radio, no dead air.
You know what I mean? I went in the well, hey man, it's another story. Waiting on D Nice to, you know, cue up the next one. But then after a while we got a rhythm. The second half it got a lot better, you know. But you know what people have to understand too is the artists don't get to really pick the songs because you can only play what's on Apple Music because Apple Music has the agreement with Triller. Okay. So, you know, you couldn't go back into Paint a Pretty Smile Each Day, Imagination, stuff like that. Because if it ain't on the platform, you had to play what was on the platform.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, thank you for breaking that down.
For so many people, though, Steve, we just love what you were doing, what this whole thing. It was Kings.
Hey.
Kings last night.
Can I tell
Legends,
you something?
A movement. Yes, sir.
I wasn't paying attention. When Can't Hide Love came on.
We saw you.
Oh, man.
Oh, we saw.
We saw. What did you throw on the set? Did you throw a light?
I threw pillows. I picked up a champagne bucket.
That's what it was, a champagne bucket.
I poured out liquor for my dead homies.
He did everything.
Boy, I was... Because I can't sing, and I can't just holler in the mic how I feel. I was having moments, man.
For real. Steve, my favorite comment of the night, you know, when people posted comments, this is real music. This is back when we ate chitlins. None of this vegan stuff.
Mine was all the baby girls. Wanted Ron Isley to be their sugar daddy. All the sugar babies
Tadato.
Wanted. Yeah.
That damn Ron was so sexy.
He was. At Ron, 79 years
hey
old.
Man, Ron bought 10 outfits.
You lying.
You saw him backstage.
10. I was backstage with him. He said, I don't know what I'm going to wear, Steve. He said, man, I had to go back in my closet.
Wait a minute, tell me this, what made you put Ron's coat on, though? What happened at that moment?
I couldn't help it. Ron was singing something that meant something to me. Give me that damn chinchilla, man. And let me just stand here. Boy, I was Sonny Calhoun, boy. You don't understand.
Oh, Steve, it really was.
Because when
that
song was out, I couldn't afford no fur coat. He don't give a damn about Peter. That was not faux. I mean, I'm sitting there, man. I'm with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ron Isley. I mean, who gets to do that?
That's right. A moment.
You know, I had to hold my head down. I bowed my head because I was like, man, God, thank you, man. How'd you let this happen to me? Of all the people in the world, I'm the only one on stage with Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers. And for me, and like my daughter said, this music was the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not only friends with them cats, them songs guided me through some moments in my life, man. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was sitting there, man. I know. Do you hear me? I know every last one of them damn songs.
Oh, we know. We saw you. We saw you singing along with them and everything.
I knew all of them. You know, Ciroc had sponsored it. So that messed it up because I was going to have McCallum and Amaretta. I was going to make me a godfather on stage. But we had to sit up there with that damn Ciroc. I don't even know what Ciroc is.
What?
Puffy drink.
It's vodka.
Yeah.
I don't know how I know. I ain't never had that.
That's P. Diddy right there, dog.
Yeah, I know. Appreciate it. Drink, he sponsored that was live. But I had no idea what it was. I kept going.
Then you said, they owe you a check for that, though.
Yeah.
You owe me a check for that.
I told him that. I'm holding up Circo, and I didn't even know it was Ciroc.
What you call it?
Circo. I was looking at the bar, had all them flavors on. I said, what is this right here, man?
That's over there with
Anthony. Oh, my God.
Man, it was an epic night, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all the positive comments. You know, I understand. You know, man, look, young people dominate social media. Mm-hmm. So we had to understand that, too, you know.
Yeah. Ron Isley said he loves young people.
Right. You know. But, you know, you have to understand how they comment. Mm-hmm. They want everything right now, fast. Like I told them, I say, grown ass people sit around and talk.
I know.
You been over your uncle's house?
Yes.
No, that's a good ass time. We play cards, dominoes, we eat, and we talk. That's if we could have sat there and just chopped it up and played the hits, mm-hmm. we'd have been fine. We didn't. You know, I didn't know how the verses format worked. But it turned out to be great, man. I mean, Ron, they stayed a long time after the show was over, man.
Wow.
Stayed a long time.
Yeah.
Great night, man.
Coming up next, a special prank phone call from the nephew. Right after this. I think, Carla, you're going to like this one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.